We're talking today with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk about this 2022 hard red winter wheat harvest in the state of Oklahoma. We've gone through some starts and stops because of rain early on, but suddenly the switch was flipped and we came up hot and dry and have been that way for an extended period now, allowing us to move quickly toward the very, very close of this harvest for 2022. Tell me where we are right now.
Right now, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, as of today, is calling the state 85% complete. So we still have harvest going along the I-35 corridor, kind of up around like Tonkawa, Blackwell, other regions of North Oklahoma. Also would be Medford, Deer Creek. Probably they are a little further along around the Pond Creek, Lamont area. And then we also have a little bit of remaining harvest going on in Northeast Oklahoma, with soft red winter wheat as well as hard red winter wheat in that region. And then also harvest is also progressing along really nicely in the Panhandle regions, with producers also moving into irrigated wheat now.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've seen. I know we've got basically yields and the quality numbers, the test weight numbers all over the place, and it really does reflect how different the weather treated us from one part of the state to the other.
You know, it just really was a tough year all the way around, just due to the drought conditions all over the wheat corridor from southwest Oklahoma up into north central Oklahoma. And, you know, I think producers in a lot of areas are really surprised that the yields are doing a little bit better than what they had anticipated. That's not to say that, you know, we certainly had complete losses in far southwest Oklahoma regions down by Altus and areas down like by Duke, and even, you know, probably had some challenges down by Lone Wolf and Hobart. And then we had the hailstorms that we had to deal with in south central Oklahoma, really, that kind of followed along the I-40 corridor from Hinton down to El Reno into the Chickasha region. So that hindered us from getting harvest moving just due to the heavy rains and then hail damage that we had received in those regions. But as we've gotten into central regions of the state and north central regions along the I-35 corridor, things did get a little bit better as harvest progressed. You know, I think probably that USDA is right on with their estimate overall for statewide average to be at 27 bushels per acre. Certainly, as we've gotten up into the Tonkawa, Perry, Blackwell region, there are areas up there where it has not been uncommon for some of the yields to be making in the high 50s to maybe even low 60s. That's your real management intensive producers, probably looking at a mid 30 to low 40 average kind of in that region.
I know that a couple of weeks ago you were able to identify several areas south of Interstate 40 in regards to some sprout damage. Unfortunate to see that. Of course, that was the rains that stopped us for an extended period of time, wasn't it?
Yes, and so a lot of that was based on location. A lot of that was also variety specific. So, you know, we're challenging producers to look at those results from trial results. And as we have more of those discussions, once the harvest is completed, I think more of that information is going to be made available. But, you know, overall, still considering everything that crop went through, we're probably looking at about 10%, maybe 15% of the crop having some type of sprout damage. And even if we're higher at that higher number at 15%, still probably minimal in some of the loads compared to what it could have been. And based off of what we're seeing in central parts, north central panhandle regions, just taking the state of Oklahoma overall as a snapshot, there's going to be some good quality wheat in those regions that are going to be harvested. So we think probably it's going to be a washout and we're going to be able to blend that off, and it's not going to be as big of a problem as what we were thinking that it certainly was going to be.
Some of the numbers that you've reported and some others have talked about in regards to protein levels, it seems like the protein level has held up really pretty well. And I guess that's not totally unexpected given the dryness of the growing season.
So we're going to have a very favorable protein year. We did take it on the chin a little bit. The test weights were there, which was also remarkable in the beginning. It's just that certainly we had those challenges with the rains in southwest and central Oklahoma. We saw test weights drop. I'm still hopeful we're going to see a 58-pound average for test weights. even in southwest, south central, and central Oklahoma. I think those certainly are going to be higher, maybe 59, 60 pounds as we get into northern Oklahoma. Having really exceptional test weights on the dry land wheat and the irrigated wheat as well on what's being reported in the panhandle at this point in time, looking at anywhere from 61 to 64 pounds in those regions. So that has been favorable. And, you know, when we're talking to millers and just trying to get, you know, where we're headed for the marketing of this crop for the 2022 season, a lot of the millers would say, you know, that they would much rather see a 12 to 13% protein average for the state and a 58-pound test weight than a 10% protein average for the state and maybe a 59 or 60-pound test weight. So you know, nothing's perfect, but given everything that it has gone through, it does look like we are going to have a decent quality that we're still going to be able to market out of this region.
I know that, you know, when you stop and look at where we've been, we've really moved pretty quickly once we get got hot and dry. And that 85% number, I guess what, we're got the opportunity to maybe wrap things up in another, a week or so?
So just based off of what I'm hearing in northern Oklahoma, even in the panhandle regions, I think that if we can continue to move through the weekend, that harvest will pretty much be complete by Monday. That is, if we don't get any weather situations in northern Oklahoma. I know that there are some slightly anticipated predicted showers, depending on where they'll fall over the next few days in possible northern regions of the state. But all in all, if we can keep moving, I think by Monday, much of this crop will be completed before the 4th of July holiday.
And given the fact that we were kind of sitting there staring at these showers and thunderstorms, that's kind of remarkable, I think.
It's very remarkable. Producers were ready. It certainly had been a challenging year because, you know, we thought we were going to be in the fields before Memorial Day weekend in much of southwest, south central Oklahoma, and that just did not happen. So it did delay us, put producers on edge. And we had some really, really heavy moisture events from anywhere from maybe 5 to 9 inches and over 3-day periods. And so, you know, you look at that and you still look at being able to take in a crop that maybe is going to have a 58-pound test weight average for that region and have a minimal sprout damage of 10% for the state. I think considering everything that this crop has gone through, it is a testament to the genetics and the research programs and what we're doing to have things available for producers, also even on the drought tolerant side.
I guess as we wrap things up here, Mike, I guess the thing that producers need to do is they kind of contemplate what they experience on their place, maybe looking at some of their neighbors' results as well. That'll give them some food to thought as far as maybe if they need to look at adding some additional genetics or some different genetics for their operation for 2023.
Certainly, I think a lot of that discussion is going on right now with neighbors and talk within the coffee shop and being able to source seed. Certainly, I think it's going to be a challenge for seed producers this year. We do know that the availability is not going to be there that we had other years, so I know that producers are already making those management decisions so they can have that seed available. Certainly not going to look like what we thought it was originally going to look like. So I do think, you know, we are going to have seed out there, but this is the time when producers probably need to be making their management decisions going into the next cropping season, whereas sometimes they might wait until the end of July. I think we're going to see already those decisions, a lot of them already being made here in the next week and a half.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.